Good day, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to SSR2 Leadership Call number 66 on the 28th of October, 2019 at 1730 UTC. Attending the call today, we have Denise, Lauren, Russ, and Eric from ICANN.org. We have Jennifer, Steve, and Brenda. Apologies from Nagar. Today's call is being recorded. Please state your name before speaking for the record. Russ, I'll turn the call over to you. Thank you.
Thank you. I think the first thing we need to do is make a decision whether we're going to accept help from the one candidate for the research position or whether we're going to proceed without this candidate and present to the community without that review. What do people think? Lauren, Eric, Denise.
Yeah, Denise, I remain quite concerned with the process that that is being used. Again, after we've had many discussions about this, and we seem to still be faced with the same highly problematic action.
I agree with that, but given the timeline, I think we have a yes-no decision to make. Either we accept the help from the candidate before us, or we decide to go with no help and you just do as the best the review team can do without the consultant.
Is potentially a third option getting the staff to follow our agreed upon process for identifying and bringing us qualified candidates so we can select one?
Not in time to influence what we brief in Montreal.
Right. And how critical do people think it is to have that person in Montreal? It would be helpful.
Well, my view is that if we present in Montreal and then we have that review done and it greatly changes the recommendations, then we're going to look silly. So I'd rather not do that.
I'm not quite following you, Russ.
So if we put forward our recommendations during the engagement session in Montreal, and then the consultant were to say, well, you know, I would have approached this completely differently, then we are faced with presenting a report for public comment that is quite different than what we briefed at the engagement session, and I'd rather not do that.
Well, so there's a bit of a disconnect on what this person will be doing. I don't see this person's job as commenting on what recommendations the team has decided on, but rather to start filling in a number of blanks in the report that cite the proper final reports and board resolutions and, you know, historic work in ICANN that relate to some of the things that the report cites.
Yep, I agree with that one, but I thought there was another, and to me, more impact on the actual recommendations related to, if you approach it, the wording of the resolution this way, it'll be easier for the board to say yes and it to fit into the policy development process. That was the part where there was an impact on the recommendations, not the part you just said. That only affects the findings.
Yeah, I was not assuming that would be the appropriate role for a consultant hired to do the research and provide all the background. And if we do have a consultant that is suggesting changes to what we're recommending, I wouldn't feel comfortable having one that was selected by staff, just personally.
Go ahead, Lauren, you tried to say something?
I did not, but I can say something anyway.
Wishful thinking.
I really think the key issue with this is that, as I've noticed now, I believe we have slightly different ideas of what this person is supposed to do. And that, I think, influences our decision-making, or should influence our decision-making. So my idea was going more into the direction of not going into substance, i.e., not affecting too much what we're saying to the community, because I at least believe we would not essentially say, look, these are our final recommendations, which I think they wouldn't be. I think we have to figure that one out. I mean, to the process, I don't think I'm saying anything new to anyone here, that we were told one thing and another thing happened. So that is given. And that is another issue that obviously interacts. But I guess let's have first to think about, like, how do we see this role? What is the direction we should go in here? And as I said, like, my idea was more, okay, this is not as substantive, but more of a support for the final wording and to support Heather and us, obviously, in writing this, than to provide this level of input. And I'm just not sure how well that level of input could actually be given in the little time we have. So that's just my kind of point of view on the discussion.
Eric, you want to add anything?
I think that we're doing optimization. My two cents is we're doing the optimization in the wrong direction. I think we have a sense for the kind of person we wanted, and we are short on time, but I don't know that that would necessarily make choosing a suboptimal candidate better for us. It might even be worse. So, I mean, I would say we should push for getting the kind of candidate that we want, that we identified in the first place. And I do recognize that time is short, but I'm surprised that we're in the exact same place as we have been many times in the past, including as recently as after Brussels. And I don't think that bears ignoring. I think it's important for us to underscore that we had an expectation and a clearly articulated request, and I think we should stand on that, to be honest. I think if at some point we need to sort of do something about the fact that we weren't sort of given the support that we needed in the request for finding support, I think we may need to sort of find a way to express that to the community and maybe even more broadly, since I think there were a number of people who said that they would be on guard to make sure this didn't happen again. But I think sort of adopting a candidate that is not the same caliber as the one we identified, I think is actually to the detriment of our report. I mean, I think it would be better to not have a candidate than have an X factor again. I mean, at this point, it's another unknown, and I'm adverse to that.
Okay, so I'm convinced that the best way forward here is to ask that we be given a slate of candidates to pick from that's greater than one, and that we at least don't have them influence the recommendations at all, but do the things that Denise talked about once we have someone we're comfortable with. I think that it's pretty clear we're not going to get Emily, because I happen to agree with the optics piece of that as well.
And Russ, this is Denise. Since we've got staff on the phone, could we have a little more fulsome discussion about why they felt it was appropriate to just give us one candidate after all the sort of process discussions we've had, and commitments for collaboration and all that.
I note that Nagar is not on the call, but I don't know if any other staff members were involved in that who are on the call, but we can ask if they can at least relay our concerns.
Thanks. This is Jennifer. I was not involved in any of the discussions around this, but as you noted, Russ, I'm happy to relay the concerns. And I know that there's been some email exchanges as well, and you're waiting on some responses from staff.
Okay. So I will ask you, Jennifer, to do that, and hopefully we can get some good news real soon. Okay, so the next thing I think we need to decide is whether we're going to have a call on Wednesday. I suspect that a significant part of the team will be on airplanes, but at the same time, those who could make the call, I'd really like to know that we have pretty much consensus on the recommendations before we even get to Montreal so that we can focus on getting them prepared for consumption by the community. What do people think?
This is Denise, and I'm sorry I'm not on online to raise my hand. But so it's, I haven't, and I may have missed some threads, but I think I'm pretty caught up on the SSR chat list. I haven't notice substantial disagreements.
Nor have I, and you sent the text, you know, promptly, like you said you would. So I think that was the last piece to put the recommendations together. I would just love to have the forcing function of a call that says, "Okay, we're done, right?" That was my only point.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm happy to support that, Russ, if that's what you'd like to do. And I'm not flying until Thursday.
Yeah, I'm flying Thursday as well, but obviously people coming from Asia will have to be on the plane already.
Sure.
So this is Lauren. I have no problem with trying to schedule the call. I myself will be traveling on Wednesday, so it is likely that I would have to bow out of that one. I also had a look at Heather's document as well as I could, made some comments and observations. I can see she's editing and doing a lot of work, and I still hope that I can give it at least another quick pass before the meeting, but I'm unfortunately quite tied down with meetings and also work this week. But I do think it's a good idea to try to have the call. Maybe if we just say, okay, we want to do it, put a note in the email and say, if you can't make it, let us know. And if we see, okay, only 5 people would be able to go on the call, we can still kind of pull the plug on that one.
Well, the other reason I'm kind of want to do this is when we get to Montreal, I think we're going to end up having to shift to Heather's document, which means the recommendations will be renumbered. And so I know people will lose state.
Yes, Russ. So I think this is another thing we should, and this is the question of if we can have the call or not, right? Like this document, I would say we should try to have it shared either Wednesday morning if we have the call, or, you know, if not around the same time, so that people at this have a fleeting chance of having a look at this before we start work on it.
Oh, we can do that. We can get it shared tomorrow. That's not a problem. I mean, Heather's making very significant progress, I think.
Yes, from what I've seen reading it, I agree.
Yeah, you guys have, all of you guys have had the opportunity. I know that Eric told us on the call that he was pretty swamped right now, though, so I bet he hasn't looked at it.
Nope, sorry. And I have to say I won't be able to make the call this week. I'm sorry, I apologize for that.
Okay. All right, so I think we'll do this, just trying to put a stake in it to have the fewest possible surprises when we're trying to organize it for consumption. One of the things I have noticed that Heather needs help with is the difference between when we're making a recommendation to ICANN and when we're making it to ICANN org. Since she's not heavily involved in ICANN, the difference there, I don't think, jumps at her.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Okay, so let's turn to the agenda then for the face-to-face meeting. After this call, I will send an email to the team, you know, highlighting what we want to get done on what I expect to be a fairly brief call on Wednesday. In fact, I can even send the URL to Heather's document. So with the face-to-face, I think the focus will be getting the language for the recommendations ready for consumption by the community and putting together the slides. I've already seen a first cut at the slides that Heather did. I sent back a bunch of comments. The approach I've taken, because I hate to talk to a paragraph of text, is a few bullets for each recommendation followed by a slide with the full text so that people who want to, you know, be able to digest it after the briefing will have the full text. Does anybody have a concern with that approach?
Okay. Sorry, I thought someone else was speaking. This is Lauren. I think it's absolutely important we sit down and go through all the language again. It has
absolutely.
Been
absolutely.
It has been very useful to me to look at this in Heather's document with much less mess, and I believe this will also be the case for a lot of other people.
Right. You know, I think we're just going to have to go through, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, and make sure everyone's comfortable with those words being presented on Monday. And because, you know, that'll be it. Once we've included those words in a presentation to the session, to the entire community, whether anyone's in the room or not, they'll get passed around and posted forever. So they're going to be what we get saddled with.
Russ, this is Lauren. I think there is definitely room for change. I mean, these sessions are also for the community providing feedback to us.
Oh.
So I don't think it will be set in stone.
No. I didn't mean it that way, but from that point on, we're kind of on the defensive, right? You know, what did you mean by, you know, that kind of thing? It doesn't mean we can't adjust based on what we hear, but that's what I meant. No, in fact, the whole point of the engagement is to adjust based on, oh, yeah, we didn't think of it that way. We'll fix that. Okay, I think that, I don't know, Jennifer, is that enough for you to write the agenda down? That first we're going to go through one by one through the recommendations and then we'll do the presentation.
Yep, Mrs. Jennifer, that sounds fine. I'm happy to just put that simply in a document and that can be shared with everybody so they know what to expect. But I'll share it with this coordination list first, just for a first look. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I think it probably will take the bulk of the 2 days to just do that, because we'll wordsmith, put it on the screen, wordsmith, you know, so on. Okay. All right. And that is where we seem to make the most progress, is when we are face to face. All right. From my memory, that was the three things we needed to talk about. Was there something else?
Nothing from my side.
This is Jennifer. I have one piece of AOB, if I may.
Sure.
So just a quick update on the request for additional funds for the review. So I just wanted to let you know that this has been discussed already by the Board Finance Committee, and they are considering the request, and it will be considered by the board in Montreal. And so in addition, we're hopefully going to have members of that finance committee in attendance at the meeting that you have with the board caucus group, which I appreciate hasn't yet been finalized, but I expect that will take place on Wednesday. I hope that I can get the details of the exact time, because I know that your calendars are probably already full. But thank you for your patience while we've gotten that one scheduled. And so hopefully you can have an invite for that one today. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have a slot that you're guessing it will be in, just so we can know if we already have something we have to move?
Yeah. No, I think it's going to be right after lunch, around the 1:30 time on Wednesday.
Okay. All right. Does anyone else have any other business? All right, guys, we'll talk to you on Wednesday and see you on Friday.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.